Welcome to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights, the show that, helps you understand the essentials of investing in Vietnam's real estate market. And today we're going to take a deep dive into this article from our colleagues, Investing with Confidence: Decoding Vietnam's Real Estate Investment Regulations. It's from Harley Miller Law Firm.
Yes.
So think of this as your, like a cheat sheet.
Yeah.
Before you decide you want to invest.
Exactly. We're going to break it all down for you.
Yeah, so let's jump right in. The article starts by painting a picture of Vietnam's real estate scene. I mean, it's booming.
Yeah, it's been growing.
And it's been attracting investment even when, things haven't been so great in other parts of the world.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the big things that makes it attractive to foreign investors. It's a resilient market.
Right. The article points out some, like, hot spots, you know, Ho Chi Minh City.
Of course.
Hanoi.
Mm-hmm.
But also places like Da Nang and Nha Trang, the coastal areas.
Yeah, coastal destinations are very popular right now.
I mean, who wouldn't want a piece of paradise, right? Mm.
Exactly. And there are a lot of different options to choose from. So it really depends on what your goals are. We see people investing in high-end apartments, villas, office spaces, industrial parks.
They've got it all.
Yeah, there's something for everyone. And, you know, if you're looking for more data on the market, the article mentions Statista, which is a market analysis platform.
That's a good tip. Okay, so we've established that Vietnam's real estate market is hot. But, you know, getting into a new market can be overwhelming.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially the legal side of things. That's why we're doing this deep dive, to help you understand those regulations and invest with confidence.
Yeah, the foundation for all of this is the 2023 Law on Real Estate Business. This law made it possible for foreigners to own property in Vietnam.
Oh, so it wasn't always like that.
No, it wasn't always like that. This was a big change.
Okay, so the article does mention some important regulations. For example, the ownership period.
Yeah, you can own property for a certain number of years.
Right.
But you can also extend it.
Okay.
And this applies to apartments, villas, commercial spaces.
Oh, so I can even own like a shop?
Yeah, like a shop or an office.
Okay, cool. So how many units can a foreigner own in one development?
So there are some limits there, and developers need special permissions to be able to sell to foreigners.
Oh, so it's not just like a free-for-all.
Yeah, right.
But the article did say that things have gotten easier recently.
Yes, they've made the process smoother and more transparent for foreign investors.
That's good to hear. So even though I'm not Vietnamese, I could own property here?
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. Okay, so let's talk about what exactly you can own.
Okay, so the article refers to the housing law.
Okay.
And that basically lists all the ways you can own property.
Okay.
You can buy an apartment, a villa, or even a commercial space, and you have those years of ownership that we talked about before, and you can extend them.
So I could own a place here for a while?
Yeah.
That's interesting. What about if I'm married to a Vietnamese citizen? Does that change anything?
Yes. If you're married to a Vietnamese citizen, you can own property permanently.
Okay, so that's a big difference. But I'm guessing there are still some limits, right? Like, I can't just buy a whole building.
Yeah, there are limits on how much of a development you can own.
Okay.
Or how many properties you can have in a particular area. It's all about balance.
Right. So let's say I've found my dream property.
Okay.
What are the actual steps to buy it?
Well, first you need to do your research.
Research on what exactly?
On everything. The location, the developer, the property itself. You need to know what you're getting into.
Okay.
You wouldn't buy a car without doing research, right?
Right.
Same thing with property.
Okay. So after I've done my research and found a place I like, what's next?
Well, then it's time to handle the paperwork. There are permits and approvals that you need to get, and that's where Harley Miller can really help you.
Oh, okay. So what kind of documents do I need?
The usual stuff, passport, visa, proof of funds.
Okay, nothing too crazy.
Yeah, pretty straightforward.
I'm guessing the local authorities are also involved in this?
Yeah, definitely. They issue the ownership certificates and they approve foreign ownership.
So working with local experts is really important?
Yeah, they know the ins and outs and they can help you make sure everything goes smoothly. If you want more information about the steps, the article on our website has all the details.
Okay, awesome. So we've talked about finding the property, getting the paperwork done, working with the local authorities, but what about costs? Like taxes?
Oh yeah, that's important. There are definitely ongoing costs that you need to consider.
So what kind of taxes should I be prepared for?
Well, if you're a foreign investor, you'll have to pay taxes on any rental income you earn.
Okay.
And also capital gains tax if you sell the property.
So it's not just about the purchase price?
No, there are other costs involved.
Good to know. But the good news is that Vietnam lets you take your profits back home.
Yes, that's true. But you have to follow the foreign exchange regulations.
Okay, so more rules?
Yeah, but we can help you with that too.
Good to know. One more question. What currency do I use to buy property in Vietnam?
Everything is done in Vietnamese dong, so if you're using a different currency, you'll have to convert it.
Okay, so I need to watch the exchange rates.
Yeah, definitely.
This is all very helpful. I'm feeling more comfortable about investing here. But let's be realistic. Are there any risks?
Well, yeah, no investment is completely risk-free.
Yeah.
And in the next part, we'll talk about some of the challenges you might face in Vietnam's real estate market.
Okay, so stay tuned for that.
Welcome back to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights. Last time we talked about the exciting opportunities in Vietnam's real estate market, and we went over some of the legal stuff, but now let's talk about the not so fun part.
Right, the challenges. Because no investment is completely without risk.
Exactly. So let's dive into some of those potential challenges you might face when investing in Vietnam.
Okay, I think our listeners would really appreciate that. So what are some of the things I should be aware of?
Well, first of all, the legal system here can be pretty complex. It's very different from some other countries. And there's a lot of bureaucracy, which can be tricky to navigate if you're not familiar with it. That's where having a good local legal team like us at Harley Miller can make a big difference.
Right. So it's important to have someone on the ground who understands the system.
Yeah, absolutely. Someone who can guide you through the process and make sure everything is done correctly. Now, another challenge is the market itself. Real estate markets go up and down.
Right. It's cyclical.
Exactly. And there's always a risk of prices falling, especially in areas where there might be too many similar properties. That's why it's crucial to do your research on the location and the type of property you're interested in.
So don't just assume that because the market is doing well, now it'll always be that way.
Right. You need to be strategic about where you invest.
Okay, good advice. What about the language barrier? I don't speak Vietnamese. Is that going to be a problem?
Well, it can be a challenge sometimes, especially when you're communicating with local partners or the authorities. But that's another area where having a local team can be super helpful. They can act as your translators and make sure everyone is on the same page.
Right. So communication is key.
Exactly. And one more thing to keep in mind is that government policies can change. Regulations that affect foreign ownership might shift in the future.
Oh, okay. So I need to stay updated.
Yeah, it's important to stay informed about any changes that could impact your investment. But honestly, a lot of these challenges can be overcome if you do your homework with the right people and stay updated on what's happening in the market.
Okay, so preparation is key.
Definitely. And that's why we always tell our clients to partner with reputable local experts like us. We can help you navigate the complexities of the Vietnamese real estate market and make the process much smoother.
Sounds good. So let's say I've considered all the risks, and I'm still excited about investing here.
Okay, great.
What advice would you give me to be successful in this market?
Well, the first thing is to be clear about your investment goals. What are you hoping to achieve with this investment? Are you looking for rental income, capital appreciation, or maybe a mix of both?
Right. Having a clear goal will help me make the right decisions.
Exactly. Once you know what you want to achieve, you can start thinking about the right property type. Do you want an apartment in the city center, a villa by the beach, or maybe something else entirely? Each type of property has its own advantages and disadvantages, so you need to choose the one that fits your goals and your budget.
And then there's the location. Vietnam has so many different areas to choose from. How do I pick the right one?
Location is super important, and it really depends on your investment goals. If you want rental income, you should look for areas with high demand from tenants, like business districts or tourist spots. If you're after capital appreciation, you might consider areas with strong growth potential, like up-and-coming neighborhoods with good infrastructure.
So I need to understand the market dynamics of each location.
Yeah, and you also need to think about the developer. Choosing a reputable developer is essential.
Right, because they're the ones building the property.
Exactly. You want to make sure they have a good track record, a commitment to quality, and a strong financial standing. Do your research, read reviews, talk to other investors who've worked with them before. It's important to partner with someone you can trust.
Makes sense. So it's kind of like choosing a builder for your own home.
Yeah. You wouldn't just go with the cheapest option. You want someone with a good reputation. And once you've found a property and a developer you're happy with, it's time to dive into the legal stuff.
Okay, that's the part I'm a little nervous about.
Well, that's where we come in. At Harley Miller, we specialize in helping foreign investors navigate the legal aspects of buying property in Vietnam. We'll handle all the paperwork, the permits, the approvals, make sure your interests are protected every step of the way.
So you're like my legal bodyguard.
Yeah, you could say that. We take care of all the legal details so you can focus on the investment itself.
That's a huge relief. Knowing I have experts on my side makes me feel much more confident.
Good. That's what we want. We want you to feel confident and empowered throughout this process. Now let's talk about financing.
Okay, finance. That's a big one. How do I actually pay for my investment?
Well, there are a few options for foreign investors. You can use your own savings or investments, or you can look into getting a loan. There are Vietnamese banks and international financial institutions that offer loans to foreign buyers.
So there's some flexibility.
Yeah, but each option has its own considerations. If you're using your own money, you need to think about how it will affect your overall financial situation. If you're getting a loan, you need to look at interest rates and repayment terms.
Okay. What about transferring money into Vietnam? Are there any rules about that?
Yes, definitely. You need to be aware of Vietnam's foreign exchange regulations. These rules control how you move money in and out of the country, and they can be quite specific, so it's important to make sure you're following them correctly.
Okay, so compliance is key.
Absolutely. And that's another area where Harley Miller can provide guidance. We can make sure your transaction or are compliant and hassle-free. Now, before we move on, there's one more thing I want to mention: cultural sensitivity.
Oh, right. I know you talked about that before.
Yeah, it's really important. Vietnam has a unique culture and traditions, and you need to be respectful of those when doing business here. It's about building relationships and showing that you value their customs.
I'm starting to realize that relationships are really important in Vietnam.
Yes, they are. It's not just about the legal and financial aspects of the deal. It's also about understanding and respecting the cultural context. So take the time to build rapport with your partners. Be patient in negotiations and always show respect for their customs. Even small gestures like using both hands when giving a business card can go a long way in building trust.
So it's about being mindful and respectful.
Exactly. By showing that you value their culture, you're demonstrating that you're serious about doing business in Vietnam and that you're committed to building long-term relationships. So if you're thinking about investing in Vietnam's real estate market, do your research, get yourself a good team of advisors, and be prepared to embrace the cultural nuances of this amazing country.
Great advice. This has been a really insightful deep dive into the Vietnamese real estate market. We've learned a lot about the opportunities, the challenges, and the importance of having the right guidance.
And remember, we're here to support you every step of the way. If you have any questions or need help with anything, don't hesitate to reach out to Harley Miller Law Firm.
Awesome. Thanks so much for sharing your expertise. This has been incredibly valuable for our listeners. Now, in the final part of our deep dive, we'll recap everything we've discussed and leave you with some final thoughts to consider. Okay, so welcome back to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights. We've talked about the exciting opportunities in Vietnam's real estate market, but we've also been realistic about the challenges and the risks involved. So let's kind of zoom out and highlight those key takeaways for our listeners, you know, the people who are seriously thinking about investing here.
Yeah, good idea. We've covered a lot of ground, you know, from market trends to legal stuff to practical tips. It's easy to get caught up in all the excitement, but, you know, at the end of the day, informed decisions are the best decisions.
Exactly. And I think the first thing that stood out to me is just the sheer potential of Vietnam's real estate market. The economy is growing, the population is young, and the cities are expanding.
And the government is really encouraging foreign investment. They've been working to make the process easier and more accessible.
Right. But as we've discussed, navigating this market requires careful planning, due diligence, and I think most importantly, expert guidance.
Couldn't agree more. And that's really where Harley Miller Law Firm comes in. We can help you with all the legal complexities, the regulations, and ultimately protect your investment.
Yeah, trying to figure it all out on your own, especially in a foreign country, is a recipe for disaster. Having a local team on your side is so valuable.
Absolutely. And we can't emphasize enough the importance of understanding those legal rules surrounding foreign ownership. We touched on the law on real estate business, the different ownership rights, the permits and approvals.
Right. And it can seem like a lot, but that's why we're here to make it easier to understand and to guide you through the process.
Exactly. When you understand the rules, you can make smarter decisions.
Right. And speaking of smarter decisions, we also talked about all those practical tips, you know, choosing the right property type, the right location, finding a reputable developer.
Those are all crucial for success.
And we can't forget about due diligence.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. Researching the location, really looking closely at the contract, making sure there are no hidden surprises.
Right. And we also talked about financing.
Right. We talked about different ways to pay for your investment, whether it's using your own savings or exploring loans from Vietnamese banks or international institutions.
Right. And each option has its own pros and cons, so you know it's important to choose the one that fits your situation and your risk tolerance.
Exactly. Okay, so I think we've covered pretty much everything, but one final point I want to leave our listeners with is cultural sensitivity.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. It's not just about the numbers and the contracts.
Right. Vietnam has a rich culture and traditions, and it's important to be respectful of those differences. It's about building relationships, showing respect, being open to learning. It can really make your investment journey much smoother.
So true. So to wrap up, if you're serious about investing in Vietnam's real estate market, do your research, find a good team of advisors, and be prepared to embrace the cultural nuances of this amazing country.
With the right approach and the right guidance, Vietnam's real estate market can be incredibly rewarding. So thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Vietnam's real estate regulations. We hope you found it helpful.
We hope you're feeling more confident and ready to take that next step. And if you are, we at Harley Miller Law Firm are here to help.